From Spark and Anvil and Dialogue Quest. This is Listener and Speaker in Chapter 1 of the Dialogue Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The room settled into a profound quiet. Only the soft hum of the small lamp broke the stillness, a low, steady thrum. It sat on a low table, a warm, round glow spreading between two chairs. In one chair, Listener sat perfectly still, like a stone resting in calm water. Their hands lay open in their lap, posture relaxed, almost inviting. Across from them, Speaker couldn't seem to find a comfortable position. They crossed and uncrossed their legs, smoothed their shirt for the third time, and let their gaze wander everywhere except to Listener's face. Between them, on the little table, lay the silent witness to this difficult, quiet meeting, a book. It was a thick volume, its bright blue cover proclaiming the glorious history of competitive puddle jumping. Once, it had been their shared favorite. Now, it just sat there, a heavy blue presence. The silence deepened, stretching into every corner of the small room. It wasn't a silence born of anger, but something heavier, thick with unspoken thoughts. Listener waited, breathing slowly and evenly, their patience a quiet anger. Speaker took a shaky breath, then another. They knew it was their turn to begin. After all, they had been the one to call this meeting. Finally, their eyes landed on the blue book, and a voice, small but determined, emerged.
"So, about the book," Speaker began, their voice a little tight, like a knot pulled too tight. They cleared their throat, trying again. I just wanted to talk about the book." Their fingers picked at a loose thread on their sleeve, eyes darting from the book to Listener's calm face and back again. It felt impossible to say what needed saying without it all tumbling out in an embarrassing rush. They just wanted to be fair. Speaker drew another breath, slower this time, trying to find the right words. "I got to my favorite page, the one about the legendary triple ripple jump, and, well, there's a stain on it." They finally looked directly at Listener, holding their gaze. "It looks like strawberry jam." They paused, letting the sticky words hang in the air. Speaker's biggest fear was that Listener would get defensive, or worse, just laugh it off. They watched Listener's face, bracing for any flicker of annoyance, but Listener's expression remained soft, open. Speaker had managed to say the first part, the bare facts of what had happened. Now they had to wait and see if there was enough space in the quiet to say the second part, the part about how it made them feel.
Listener didn't immediately speak. They didn't gasp or offer any quick excuses. Instead, they leaned forward just a fraction, their eyes gentle. They looked at Speaker, then their gaze shifted to the book on the table, as if seeing the jam stain for the very first time through Speaker's eyes. Listener understood this conversation wasn't truly about a sticky spot on a page. It was about the deeper feeling hidden underneath, the feeling of something precious not being handled with care. Listener made a small, soft sound in their throat, a quiet hmm of understanding. It was a sound that didn't demand a reply. It simply said, "I am listening. What you are saying matters. Please continue." Their hands remained perfectly still in their lap. Listener knew that if they started fidgeting, it might make Speaker feel rushed or like their words weren't important enough to hold attention. Listener's job right now wasn't to think of a reply or a defense. Their job was to hold the space, to be the calm, steady shore, while Speaker's worried words washed in. They had heard the spoken part, the jam, and they were listening even harder for the unspoken part they knew was coming next.
Seeing Listener's true attentiveness, Speaker felt a tiny spark of bravery. The tight knot in their stomach loosened just enough for the next words to come out. "It's not just the jam, they said, their voice softer now, a little fragile. It felt like you didn't care about it, because it was my copy, and it's my favorite part of my favorite book. There, it was all out now, the real reason for this difficult conversation. Speaker finished, and the silence returned. But this time, it felt different. It no longer felt heavy with things unsaid. Now, it was a quiet, shared space, a pause for processing. It was listener's turn to think, to absorb. Listener didn't rush to fill the quiet. They took a full, slow breath in and let it all the way out, a deliberate release. They thought about the hurried breakfast that morning, the toast with strawberry jam, and how they had been so excited to read about the triple ripple that they hadn't paid proper attention. They thought about how Speaker must have felt, finding it. Only when their own thoughts were completely in order did they prepare to speak. "You're right," Listener said, their voice gentle but clear. "I wasn't careful, and I'm sorry."
Now it was Speaker's turn to be still, to truly listen. They watched as Listener, now the Speaker, explained. It wasn't an excuse, just the honest story of what had happened. Listener's voice was full of regret, a quiet sorrow for their carelessness. "I was so excited to read that part. I was rushing. I never would have been so careless on purpose. I love that book too." Speaker heard the honesty in Listener's voice. They saw the genuine look on their face and knew Listener understood. The anger and hurt Speaker had been holding on to all day began to melt away, replaced by a wave of relief. They had been heard. They had been understood. "Okay," Speaker said with a small, slow nod. "Okay. Thank you for telling me." A comfortable quiet settled between them, a different kind of peace. The lamp on the table seemed to hum a little brighter, its glow warmer. "Maybe," Listener suggested, their voice soft, "we can look up how to unstain a book page together." A tiny smile, hesitant at first, appeared on Speaker's face. "Yeah," they said, the word a quiet exhale. "I'd like that." The hard conversation was over. They had taken their turns, one speaking and one listening, until the rhythm felt as natural as breathing.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Listener and Speaker. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.